Best of the Midwest gives you the best places to stay in the Midwest. We have talked about this place before, this destination, and we're going to talk about it again with Stephanie Klett, who is the president and CEO of VisitLakeGeneva.com. Welcome back.
It's so great to be here.
How long was your drive?
About an hour and a half, but I tell you, with fall colors, and they are peaking in Lake Geneva now, which is, again, hour and a half northeast. But coming into Chicago, you guys are peaking. It's just beautiful.
It's lovely here, but we don't have the geography, the trees, the water that you do. We got Lake Michigan. It's a beautiful city, but I don't know. Lake Geneva sounds like a getaway, doesn't it?
It's heaven right now. Of course, Geneva Lake itself is 135 feet deep. It is spring fed, so it's one of the cleanest lakes in the state of Wisconsin every year when they do the rankings. But of course, it's kind of like a suburb of Chicago because so many great Chicago industrialists built their home after the Chicago fire around Geneva Lake. And it's a who's who, really, of the business world.
That's a tour destination, isn't it? Just seeing the houses.
Oh my gosh. So if you want to do the shore path, depending on how you walk, it's 21 miles to 26 miles, but it's the most beautiful walk, I think, in the country.
And that walk is open to the public, right?
It's open to the public 365 days a year. And the crazy thing is that you are walking in the backyards of people's estates. And so the Drakes of Chicago, the Schwins, the Wrigleys, they all have estates there. And you're just like, am I doing something wrong? I'm walking in their backyard.
If I go to quote unquote Lake Geneva, I mean, there's a lake. Do I go to the town then of Lake Geneva or Geneva, or are there towns all around the lake?
That's a good question. So the city of Lake Geneva, we want to be your home base, and you can catch the Geneva Lakeshore Path at either end of the city. But you can catch it in Williams Bay, the town of Lynn, or the town of Fontana. So those are the towns that encircle Geneva Lake itself.
So if we do the best of the Midwest and we want you to go to Lake Geneva, any of those stops would be your recommendation?
Absolutely. And each one is very different from the other. You know, the city of Lake Geneva compared to Chicago is a tiny, tiny town. It's 9,000 people. But Williams Bay is about 1,500. The village of Fontana is under 1,000. And so you just each area brings its own unique charm with it.
But Lake Geneva would be the one with the hotels and the restaurants and the bars and the things that folks in Chicago want to do. They think of the city then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. We have great resorts, award-winning resorts. We have so many unique short-term rentals now. Great restaurants and, of course, really unusual things to do any time of year.
Well, I want to talk about the Halloween lineup, but about the short-term rentals. So are you talking about Airbnbs then?
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit of everything. It's, you know, Vimos, it's Airbnbs, but there's a place I want you and Brenda to go to. It's Indoor Glamping, and it's on the main street of Lake Geneva. So, you know, it's a historic downtown. It's on the second floor, but there are 10 tents inside. So at the end of the night, you go into your own tent that has a real bed. You close the tent flaps, but you have, you know, a shower, a bar. It has indoor swing sets. Huh. It is so cool.
Huh. And then folks do this year round.
It's year round.
Let's talk about the Halloween stuff then. So I'll just start with the ghost walk. Tell me what I need to know.
Okay. It is so much fun. So it's an outdoor walk, and you have, you can bring, if you need a service dog or if you need a wheelchair, it's capable of that. So just know that. But you walk from place to place, and Lake Geneva has some very haunted locations. Two of my favorite haunts are the Maxwell Mansion, which is actually the first mansion in Lake Geneva, and it was built by Dr. Philip Maxwell, who was a surgeon in Chicago. So his place has got a lot of stories, and there is a little bit, it's gorgeous, it's wonderful, but there's a couple places that you will sit and you will feel something different. Your hair will stand up. So they bring you to that spot. They bring you to the Baker House, which used to be a fashionable sanitarium. And now it is this gorgeous upscale bed and breakfast. But both of these places have speakeasies. They are, and they're in the basement. It's a total party. They have the hidden doors and hidden library doors. But if you do the ghost tour, you will love it. Dress appropriately. It happens rain or shine. And the last weekend is this weekend.
A text is just poured in. King John, you are talking to the ambassador of Wisconsin. Stephanie Klett was born with cheese in her blood. Klett for governor. She has both sides of the ticket that adore her from her days as Secretary of Tourism. Thank you for having her on your show.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know who sent that, but thank you.
I'll give that to you. You can frame that. Maybe
what?
Carry that around with you. I don't know who that person is.
Okay, and I like that they recognize that you are a king.
Yes.
So that, to me, is more impressive than anything.
Haunted barn and hay rides at Dan Patch Stables.
Okay, so in front of everybody knows the Grand Geneva Resort in Lake Geneva. It's stunning. It's the old Playboy Club, and they just spent millions of dollars renovating it. But as you make this 2-mile drive into that facility, right in the front, you'll see this big barn, and it's a stables called Dan Patch Stables. So for Halloween, they do a haunted barn, and I'm warning you, if you are claustrophobic, good luck in that barn.
Really?
I did it. I wanted out immediately. And, you know, these are the kind of creatures that are going to touch your arm and just let you know they're there. You can't see them. You don't know where you are. But I also took the haunted hayride. And I have 9 brothers. So all 9 brothers went on this haunted hayride with me. And I have one brother who's real sensitive and scared. So literally, these creatures will come on. Joel, jump on the hayride as
it goes by. Oh, cool.
Yeah, and he had the saw. What is that? The
scythe or a saw?
Yeah, what's the thing that does? Chainsaw. The chainsaw, yes. That's so loud. So my brother starts crying. He's a grown man, but he was that scared. And so the guy with the chainsaw sat down next to him for the whole ride. And we were all entertained because he couldn't stop screaming.
WGN, just a few more minutes now with Stephanie Klett. This is our Best of the Midwest segment. She's the CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. VisitLakeGeneva.com. So just head maybe 90 minutes up from Chicago to that lake, that city, the surrounding little dots on the pond, and take in all that town has to offer, or the lake area. Talk to me about the Lake Geneva Beer and Spirits Fest. Did I miss that? That's still coming up, right?
Oh, yeah, that's coming up this weekend, and it's so much fun. It's scary. Get it? Booze and blues.
Oh.
I'm killing me here.
Your booze is back.
Your booze is back, baby. And so there are 40 different breweries and distilleries, and some great ones from Illinois and Wisconsin, but from throughout the Midwest. I love in Harvard, there's Rush Creek Distillery. I think that's one of the coolest places I've been to in ages. Huh. So it's an afternoon of all of these different kind of wines and spirits. But they have a costume contest. They have a photo booth. They have crazy music and food. But it's just a blast. It is a party, and it gives you an excuse to day drink.
That's the Lake Geneva Beer and Spirits Fest, October 26th. Your booze is back. Regardless of the month of the year, what are some of the tried and true destinations in Lake Geneva?
Well, you know, the lake itself, obviously. And right now is the perfect time for a fall colors cruise. And so the Lake Geneva Cruise Line, you know, whether it's a U.S. mailboat tour, which we are so famous for, but in the fall, I think the best thing you can do is that fall cruise. It just takes you to another world.
So you go out on a boat.
You do.
And they travel around the shoreline.
You do a 2-hour tour, and you look at the gorgeous homes and the fall colors around the lake. And of course, because of the reflection, you get like the double fall colors in the water.
Right.
It's just a little piece of heaven.
Food and beverage on that boat?
They do. Yep. Food and beverage. And they even do like an ice cream fall colors tour. So you can have ice cream, bring the kids, bring the family. So that's absolutely a must. But something that I think is great in the fall, we have a zip lining. It's called Lake Geneva Zipline and Adventures. But the adventures are super cool. I made it through 3 of like 20 different things you could do before I had to tap out. It's challenging.
So are you climbing like walls and stuff?
You are going over swinging bridges. You're testing your balance and your strength. And that's where I tapped out, the strength part. But they have a fall pumpkin drop. So if you zip line, they have a dual zip line. So you and your best friend can zip line side by side. It's 1,200 feet long. And in the middle of it, they give you a pumpkin, and you have to drop it in the target. And if you hit that centerpiece, you get a prize.
Dom bombs away, in other words.
It's super fun.
Are you ziplining over the water or over the trees?
No, this is you're in the middle of a forest.
Got it.
And it's cool because you're, again, you're a mile from downtown Lake Geneva, but you feel like you're in the middle of nowhere.
Other than the glamping tents you were telling us about, what are some places to stay?
Well, I would definitely recommend the Maxwell Mansion. And that's just because it's got this incredible history. And picture old Hollywood and that kind of glamour and crystal chandeliers and beautiful outdoor pool, the speakeasy, the apothecary bar. But I also like on the west end of the lake, there's the Abbey Resort and Marina. And so it's right along along the water. And it's a little more casual, which I like, but they have an award-winning spa and a salt room. That's fantastic. And then if you want a little romantic boutique, the Geneva Inn is a 34-room hotel with a spectacular view of Lake Geneva. And I just had friends stay there who have a place in Lake Como, Italy, and they said it reminded them of Lake Como, Italy.
Now, Halloween is right around the corner, but even November 3rd, before Christmas, after Halloween, you have a wine walk as well.
Yes. Again, the theme is day drinking. I feel like Wisconsin's got a little bit of an issue with this. But no, you it's great. You go business to business to business. They give you a wine glass. You try all these fabulous new wines. But I loved it last year. It rained, and so you would think it would make it kind of a not a great event. It was better because people just drank and shopped. And so you're going to go into some great shops.
Give me 30 seconds on shopping.
Okay, so we have places that are individually owned, and that's what I love. We have a couple chains, you know, but otherwise, it's people who really believe in a product and stand by it. So the Cornerstone Shopping Gallery is 10,000 square feet. Great women's clothing, jewelry, paintings, things for kids. I do like, as a chain, Overland. So if you want to look like you just stepped onto the step of a set of Yellowstone,
right,
go to Overland and get the sheepskin stuff and look really cool. But make candle scents, buy some chocolate. There are all these places that are independently owned.
Visit LakeGeneva.com.
You know it. Visit LakeGeneva.com.
And if I wanted to figure out how to do the boat tour or glamp or eat, I presume there's links to all those places.
Absolutely. About 15,000 places listed.
Stephanie Klett is the president and CEO of VisitLakeGeneva.com. Can you tell? Okay. Always a pleasure, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Wow, what fun, huh?